The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Again, friends, it is freezing cold here in the state of Minnesota. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, I invite you to be a part of the show. You're the reason I'm here. It's nice to hear from you. Isn't that nice of me?
Very nice.
Yeah, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
True that.
And you know what? A lot of people have been thinking on this topic here recently related to Bradley's last column called School Shootings and Pharmaceuticals. I just posted the text art on our Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. So for all you folks that like it, like to share, it's an easy, quick share. It says pharmaceutical companies are raking in hundreds of millions of dollars a day while America's students are used as political and medical guinea pigs. As a matter of fact, we just got a comment on one of the outlets that we published on, and he couldn't remember which one he read it on. There are many nowadays. As a matter of fact, I'd like to thank Wall Street Shuffle and FamilySecurityMatters.org. Just picking up the columns here this week. Bradley, I just viewed your video addressing the problem of young folks taking Ritalin, Prozac, and other antidepressant drugs. I believe you are on the right track. The evidence seems to indicate that the use of these drugs are leading to much of the mass shootings we've experienced in recent years. How can I acquire access to that video? Is it in DVD format? So it's more than just a DVD. The reason I bring that up is it's more than just a YouTube clip. It's more than just a column, although it was a popular column this past week. You can get that DVD series. It's part of My War, the DVD documentary.
I hope
series.
It doesn't take people 15 years to catch up
exactly.
to the fact after the fact.
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
And that's what he said. And he's part of a movement down in Texas right now that's pushing to, as long as a teacher is certified by the state, they've got their license to carry, that they should be able to carry for reasons like this. And he said, I'm a retired school teacher, and what Bradley is talking about with these antidepressants is true. It's been going on for over a decade. However, nobody is correlating the two of them together.
Yes.
But if you look at all these school shootings, all of these guys are on some form of antidepressant.
Yeah.
We actually covered that topic a couple days ago. So that right there on the text art, if you want to get the My War series, it's right on the homepage, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Terry also said thanks for your article on the behavior and meds. One of the things I've noticed lately is that ads promoting the flu vaccine.
Yep.
And how these pharmaceutical companies...
Pay attention to the chemtrails, too, friend.
Exactly.
Yes.
They're now reporting with the flu vaccine.
How do they know? Isn't it interesting, friends? These are the people that can't cure the common cold. They can't even tell you what the weather's going to be like accurately today. But yet, these pharmaceutical companies in the medical industry and the news hand in glove working one with another, isn't it interesting how they can tell you that the flu season's coming to an end and... when it begins, and boy, just right in time, you look up, and here we have chemtrails being sprayed out on the populace, and then we find out vaccinations are dangerous, and what's inside of the vaccinations that are actually causing the disease or the sickness or whatever the case might be. Friends, it's simply this. Obey what the Lord says, you're safe.
Right.
You go outside of that, you get in trouble. And that's where America's at.
And then you find people and you find the hundreds of millions of dollars the pharmaceutical companies are making. This particular woman, Terry, said behavior changes is one of the side effects of new vaccines. What in the world, like Bradley, you said, are they putting in these vaccines? Why is it always an urgency? Well, they're using your health against you, folks. And then you've got Obamacare, etc. But as you said earlier, obey God. Stay in line with his commandments. I don't remember Louis Pasteur making millions of dollars when... he came up with the vaccine originally in France. He did it for the health and the well-being of people. And you'll know that, folks. You'll know that. But these industries raking in hundreds of millions of dollars, protecting themselves, spending hundreds of millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, probably on a weekly basis, defending themselves against lawsuits because of the correlation. Also, too, just recently, you can find this on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, a shock claim that Obama only wants military leaders who will fire on U.S. citizens. Now, this was a quote taken from somebody fairly respectable.
A general.
That's right. Well, Dr. Jim Garrow, who's actually the one who brought this to the light. Garrow is the one who wrote about the Chinese killing babies. I think it was the Pink Pagoda or something. He published a book. But there was a respected general.
So he's reputable is what
you're
saying, yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The WFB, the Washington Free Beacon, the head of the Central Command, Marine Corps General James Mattis, is being dismissed by Obama and will leave his post in March.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, word on the national security, this is in this article by WFB, Washington Free Beacon, word on the national security street is that General James Mattis is being given to the bum's rush, has been given the bum's rush out of his job as commander of Central Command and is being told to vacate his office several months earlier than planned.
Yeah, in other words, those that are being ruled by law are being ostracized and evicted.
Mm-hmm. The question
vetted
is,
by this administration, friends. Well, that may explain the 5,000 members of the Pentagon that have been busted downloading child pornography.
Yep.
Brian Bender broke this story a couple years ago through the Boston Globe. That may well explain as to what's going on here. Through blackmail,
yep. compromised
men that won't be compromised, Obama's administration is beginning to rid themselves of.
And that's what the question is General Mattis, did he refuse to fire on U.S. citizens? And we've had detectives on our radio program before. They retire you, is what he said.
Yeah.
You're retired. You don't choose it. They retire you.
Folks, if you look at the dismantling that's going on in your country right now, if this doesn't wake you up, absolutely nothing will.
Got it.
America's in trouble. We need to stand up. When we come back, I'm going to put myself in the position of one of the young people of this generation. And I'll explain more right when I get back. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
I like that. That beginning part was kind of abstract.
Alien-ish.
Weird. Yes. Beam me up, Jacob. Folks, you got Bradley and Jacob, the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check our Facebooks out, please do. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. If you'd like to be my friend, Bradley Dean, double E. Double E on Bradley Dean with, of course, the outlet is Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean, again, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, what I wanted to highlight, friends, because what I want to do is I want to put myself into the position or stand in the position or in the place of the young people of today. And I want to speak out to the older generations. I don't care if it's you. You can look at me as your brother, your sister, your kid. I'm still some young guy. Yeah, and we're not from Bangkok, are we, Jake?
No.
Yes.
I've never even been there.
Get it, guys? Some young guy. Okay, got it. All right. Just for those that needed a little time to catch up. Folks, so let me put myself in that position. And I want to speak to you as a younger person speaking to the older generation or even someone my equal, college students or younger, whatever the case might be, because I'm sure the younger generations are going to be able to understand exactly what I'm saying being in the position that I am speaking from. In Proverbs 22:6, it says, train up a child in the way he or she should go, that when he or she is old, that they will not depart from it. A father started for his office early one morning after a light fall of snow. Turning, he saw his two-year-old boy endeavoring to put his tiny feet in his own great footprints. The little fellow shouted, "Go on, eyes are coming, Papa, eyes are coming, yite in your tracks." He caught the boy in his arms, carried him to his mother, and he started again for his office. His habit had been to stop on the way at the saloon for a glass of liquor. And as he stood upon the threshold that morning, he seemed to hear a sweet voice saying, "Go on, eyes are coming, Papa, eyes are coming. Eyes are coming, Papa, eyes are coming." Older generation, the younger generation is saying, "Eyes are coming, Papa, eyes are coming, Mama, eyes are coming." The father that day stopped. He hesitated. He looked the future squarely in the face and he said, "I can't afford to make any tracks I'd be ashamed of or sorry to have my boy walk in." He had decidedly turned away and never returned back to the liquor store. Can you imagine what America would be like today had the older generation took heed to what the Lord had said? The other day I had shared with you, my friends, that when we were in Missouri doing high school assemblies, that I seen on the side of the road throughout the state of Missouri, adult bookstores everywhere, mature bookstores everywhere. And I looked over at the bus driver and I said to him, I said, do you see the message that the older generation is giving to the younger generation? Do you see what it is? That you have to be 18 years old before you can become a full-fledged pervert. And this is the message that they're teaching the younger generation. Rather than being born of an undefiled seed or an uncorruptible seed, we're teaching them that when we get older, then we can become corrupt. Just exactly the opposite as to the way the Lord taught us to walk in. And the blueprint that he laid out for us. We do it just completely contrary to what the Lord has taught us. By the way, and it's not ironic, friends, that the highest teen pregnancy rate in the country is found in Missouri. And why wouldn't it be?
That's right where they advertise it, right? It's right what's in front of the kids' faces 24/7, as well as the adults. And those adults have things called kids. And those kids are trained by who? The adults. Nowadays, you see, when we go into public high schools, you ask the kids how many people are from broken families. Like 60% of the kids, even more than that at times, are raising their hands. They have blended families. Why? Because they're taught, you know what, it didn't work out too well. They're not taught fidelity to the covenant that they made. Many people don't realize that it's illegal to commit adultery in states because it's on the books. Why? Because the covenant that you made, you went to the state and said, this is my wife. And
in every state in our union, by the way. That's the right. Laws have not been enforced since 1944.
And anybody running for office, politically speaking, in the beginning of our country, nobody could have thought of running for office had they committed an adulterous affair. As a matter of fact, Alexander Hamilton could never run for true office because of that reason. So when we negate those principles in our teaching, we allow our leaders to do it. Guess what they teach the people?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've screwed up a couple times. It's not a big deal. And now you have garbage like you just saw in the inauguration last night where they use God as the excuse for not being good because God overlooks.
Now man's the standard rather than Christ in the risen state as being the standard. Correct.
Yep. And it's the same thing that we talk about daily on our veterans. Look, they didn't look for an excuse not to uphold the values and the morals and the Constitution that they died for.
Yeah.
They gave their life for it.
Yeah.
And we on this side, who are not fighting in natural war, are now fighting for those very same principles. And if we don't, we are disgraced to that blood.
It's as if to say that the older generation wants to take responsibility from themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the question lies to the older generation. Again, I stand in the place of a younger individual today, friends.
Yeah.
Who's to teach the kids, if not you? Who's to take responsibility for the kids, if not you? Well, guess who's walking right into that role?
Oh, yeah.
Government is.
That's right.
And this government in America, friends, has set itself at war with God in every sense of the word, namely since 1962. The Supreme Court has. The President of the United States clearly has. The last four administrations, by the way. And if we don't walk the walk, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. And Jesus said in John 14:21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself unto him. And isn't it interesting, Jesus used the child as the model for heaven. And he said, you better not offend one of these little ones.
That's right.
The older generation in America now offends the little ones, and they say, oh, just accept it. I mean, we're hearing of kids in public schools drinking and smoking. Well, who teaches them how to do that? Remember? Isaac coming, Papa. Isaac coming. Let me take you over to a high school in Ohio, friends. Ashley Cartwright was 15 years old when she gave birth to a baby girl, Chantay. But in her community, she was far from alone because during the 2004-2005 school year, when Cartwright was a sophomore at Timken Senior High School in Canton, Ohio, 64 out of nearly 500 girls at that school became pregnant. Let me say it again. 64 out of nearly 500 girls at that school in Ohio became pregnant. Who taught them how to commit the crimes, friends? Who taught them how to commit the crimes? It's interesting. Today we look at, like, outlets that will teach your kids, friends. If you don't want to raise up your kids, rest assured the devil will do just that. When you look at Disney today, what do you see? Any program that you watch through Disney, pretty much modern Disney. What is it? The kid wears the pants. The kid teaches the parents. The kid disciplines the parents. The roles are completely backwards. They're twisted, friends. And what we need to do is we need to put things back into perspective and play the adults and lead the way. Remember, train up a child in the way he or she should go. And when he or she is old, they will not depart from it. Now, was it the kids' job to raise up the older generation, or was it the older generation's job to raise up the younger generation? And what do we see today? Just exactly the opposite. Not everywhere, not overwhelmingly, but what I'm trying to point out, the friends, threat. Is we need to get rid of the threat. That's right. We need to get rid of the leaving that threatens the lump. Mm-hmm. We need to get rid of the foxes that will spoil that vine. Yep. And what we're seeing in public schools, friends, is completely... Listen, what's being taught in public schools, again, standing in the place of as one in the younger generation, what they're being taught, friends, is to disregard their parents altogether, which is a part of the UN agenda. But see, folks, we wouldn't be talking about a UN agenda. We wouldn't be talking about what the state is doing to the kids. We wouldn't be talking about how the government is illegally indoctrinating your children if it wasn't you allowing them to go into public schools in the first place or into public settings. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Here, let me, case in point. I mean, you go into a school, you open up a book, they talk about evolution, which, by the way, used to be illegal all the way up until 1968, friends, in this country. Okay? They replaced God, and they said it's okay to teach them that they came from monkeys. And then America wonders why they act like monkeys. Well, you allowed public schools to illegally indoctrinate them into believing that they came from monkeys, so therefore, why wouldn't they act like monkeys? Or how about another topic? You open up one of the textbooks, what do you see? You see, 65 million years ago, 35 million years ago, no, my Bible and my father tell me the covenant established through the blood of Jesus Christ, witnessed by the Holy Spirit, he tells me that the earth is 6,000 years old. Guess what? It's not 7,000 years old, and it's not 5,000 years old. It's 6,000 years old. He's been right every step of the way. What, do we think God is a man that he should lie to us now? We see how man departs from God and they always return to God after they find their faults. If they acknowledge their faults, that's if they don't end up in hell first and foremost. But isn't it interesting? 65 million years ago. Friends, these scientists, again, science is the study of creation. They don't want to acknowledge the Creator. They want to say 65 million years ago because they want you to look at them rather than the Creator. But isn't it interesting? They can't even tell you. Listen, there's not even a cure for baldness. They can't even cure the common cold. They can't even tell you what the weather's going to be like today, friends. Yet they want to tell you what happened 65 million years ago? Come on, friends, wake up. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I'm the editor of NewsWithViews.com. And I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him, and one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people, and we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America. Please visit newswithviews.com, and Newsy Views has a lot of patriotic writers, and it would help if the young people come visit Newsy Views, not only read Bradley Dean's column, but also other people's columns to get educated about the founding of our republic.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Friends, right before the break, I was talking about what the parents are allowing to fall to the kids. In fact, during the 2004-2005 school year, when Cartwright was a sophomore, she was a girl that was 15 years old, who gave birth to a baby girl, Chante. But when she was a sophomore in 2004-2005 school year, at Timken Senior High School in Canton, Ohio, 64 out of nearly 500 girls at the school became pregnant. What was interesting, a radio show started throwing their hands up in the air. Outrageous, outrageous, outrageous. What is the deal? Well, how can this possibly be happening? Listen, friends, those young people succeeded at learning from the younger generation as how they are to act, how they're to be. The steps that they're to follow in. Remember Isaac coming, Papa? Isaac coming, Papa. Isaac coming, older generation. Isaac coming, Grandpa and Grandma. Isaac coming, Mom. Isaac coming, Big Brother. We have to take responsibility as to what we're dealing with today. And what we need to do is get back to the fact that we have responsibility. So we can take responsibility and raise up our children in the ways that they should go, so when they are old, they will not depart from them. In essence, don't teach us what you don't want us to learn. Again, I'm standing in the position or in the place of a younger person. Hear me out. Up to 3 packs of cigarettes a day would my mom smoke. She would inhale, cough a couple times, then turn to me and my brother and say, you know what? You don't ever want to smoke these rotten things. It's like, hey, Mom, don't teach me what you don't want me to learn. How prevalent is this teaching today? One of the most common occurrences while doing high school assembly programs across the country is one of the kids or the students will come up to one of us in the crew here, pour out their hearts and tell us the hard things that they have to deal with day after day. And then after dealing with their parents, it becomes clear as to who it was that laid out the tracks for their kids to walk in. I wonder, how many parents across America have their kids in a treatment program that teaches them to overcome life's obstacles, yet it is the parents themselves that put the obstacles in front of their own kids? The dad has a drink of alcohol every night after work and teaches his children by his own actions that it's okay to do it because after all he does. But when his child simply follows in daddy's footsteps or in mommy's footsteps, then the young person is thrown into treatment because after all, my kids are not going to be drinking alcohol in my house. Well, what about the parents that shoplift? Then the kid ends up in jail or in a juvenile center for years to come because he or she now takes up the trade to steal. Why not? The young girl ends up pregnant, gets kicked out of the house by the mother who has had her out of wedlock, outside of marriage, and is now living with a man that is not even her husband, and then punishes her daughter for simply mirroring back her mother in what she was simply being taught. When we ask the youth that are confined in detention centers today where their fathers and mothers are, case in point, they often reply, oh, they are in jail too. Again, only to find out that the crimes that they are serving for are often the very or the exact crimes or similar crimes to that their fathers or mothers have committed and are also serving time for. In the book Sowing and Reaping by D.L. Moody, he was a great preacher back in the 1800s, he described a very similar path. A murderer was to suffer the penalty of his crime, and speaking of his reckless career, he said, how could it be otherwise when I had such bad training? I was taught these things from my youth. When I was only 4 years old, my mother poured whiskey down my throat to see how I would act. And on the morning of his execution, the wretched mother bade goodbye to the son whom her influence had helped to that shameful end.
You know what I found, too, growing up, is all the kids, their parents would set this type of an example, and I know one in particular, and then all of a sudden the kid would get in trouble. And then who does the parent point the finger at? Instead of her own example or her child's behavior, the system is wrong. The system did us wrong. Your son was selling drugs out of his bedroom in your basement. And for some reason, the system set him up, sent in a snitch, and it's their fault?
Isn't it interesting, too? The parents raise up the child, he becomes a drug user because of lack of attention in most cases, not every case.
Yeah.
What do? Well, that system they blame, they send their kid to the system to attempt to fix the problem that the parents are responsible for actually helping nurture. Mm-hmm. So how, if I'm a part of the problem, and I take my kid and send him to the system that I don't agree with, as you were suggesting, how is it that they're going to fix the problem when, in fact, they were the ones that helped nurture and create and engineer that problem?
The same particular person, the minute he gets out of prison, because he went there, for selling drugs, got busted two different times, one time on school property, another time in his own house, gets out of prison, and his mom had bought him a car for when he got back out. Insane. It was just insane. These other parents, too. They'll literally have their kids lie for them.
Yeah.
Like as though that's not going to come back into their own life. And then their kid at the end lies back to the parents and the parents get upset about it. These are just really elementary, basic principles. You follow my grandfather used to tell me, live by the Ten Commandments. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It really is as simple as that. You obey God's moral law.
Yeah, remember the story of the man in 1950s in St. Cloud, the judge that taught the kid?
Mm-hmm.
How not to commit crimes?
Yeah.
His sentence was to teach the kid the Ten Commandments. And he was supervised in the way that the judge trained him up.
Yeah.
Of course, by the command of God. And he did just that. What else did that man establish?
That started this national movement of Ten Commandments monuments being put on courthouse lawns all throughout the country. that started that in St. Cloud. The young boy had stolen a car. And the judge says to him, your sentence is going to be to learn the Ten Commandments or something of that nature. And he said, well, I don't even know what those are. And the judge was flabbergasted.
It wasn't, well, we're going to stick you in one of our institutions that separates God and all that, blah, blah, blah.
It was, oh, my gosh. So that's part of your sentence now. That's a redemptive correction
that's love.
Of the law.
That's true love,
that's
bro.
That's right, because it'll produce redemption.
And that judge loved his people, and he loved his country.
Yep.
Yes.
And that movement went all throughout the country, hundreds of monuments put up all over. Now you see a counterculture move to that. Now you have these few minority people trying to get those monuments removed. Yep. Why? So we can spin ourselves back into the dark ages? Because that's what they're doing.
Of course. Well, they're trying to dim the light.
Yep.
Yeah, they want to dim the light by which they perceive their own guilt, their own responsibility. So what they want to do is they want to get rid of all the light so they can act like the little devils that they are.
And the thing, you say it often, if you transported them to the sun, they still would say, I don't see the light. I don't see the light.
They don't want to see the light.
Transport them to the sun.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where when you even look in crime and criminals, because that's the ultimate mentality of a criminal, I am not going to change. There's no redemption. There's no changing. There's no moving. There's no repentance. That's why there's certain things as capital punishment. That's why there's certain times where you deal with somebody and you say, you know what? They're not willing to change. They don't have the truth in mind. That's why you impeach. That's why you remove people from office and you don't give them second chances because they don't want them.
Yeah.
And in a society, if we don't have that sentence of justice, there's no structure. And no structure, then things spin out. And there's no control. And then you see the outlying of it through our youth in our schools, because ultimately then that system of education will be forming the school children's next mentality that they bring into the next form of policy and government.
Yeah, well, you have a prison system in this country because, listen carefully, friends, because crime is tolerated.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what I just said.
Yeah.
You have a prison system in this country because crime is tolerated. It's nurtured. Remember, we have a system now that says three strikes and you're out?
Yep.
Well, why not the first strike? Well, no, because we have to feed the bureaucracy. We have to feed the monster that incriminates your children because you didn't raise them up the right way.
That's right.
And when you begin to look at this, but I can hear people say that we're not to judge and the first ones to do it. Let me make two points. Prosperity preacher in Minnesota here, his kids, he teaches covetousness. He teaches, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy.
Go to God, you'll get.
That's exactly right. He teaches, give me your money so I can go out and buy a new car. He teaches these things, folks, and it's false doctrine. It's unscriptural. Nobody warned more of covetousness than Christ himself did. Read Ephesians 5.
And Paul.
Okay? But in saying that, we found out that the preacher, his sons, have a gambling problem. How couldn't they have a gambling problem when he is preaching a covetous gospel, which is unscriptural? It's not a gospel at all. Isn't that interesting? So he's actually training his children up in the ways that they should go because this is what daddy is preaching. This is what daddy is living. So they're taking the money that God gave them through the people by robbing the people through false doctrine, and they're spending their money at the casinos. Doesn't anybody think that's a little obvious, a little weird? But if you're going to a prosperity church, rest assured, friends, there's adultery, there's covetousness, because it all falls into line.
Restraint.
Lust, lust, lust. No, gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. God, you owe me. You owe me. And folks, you need to give to get. That's not the case at all. There is spiritual truth to that, but it depends upon the issue of the heart. Why do you give? Do you give to get? Or do you give to give? And let the pieces fall where they may.
Yep.
I mean, wasn't it Martin Luther that said God gave us five fingers so money can fall through it?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And by the way, Martin Luther lived that to the point where his wife used to be angry with him because he used to give so much away where he couldn't even at times provide for his own.
Yep. And it was the same, no different than MLK, whose dad was extremely wealthy. He never took more than six.
This is what I was going to say, Jake, really quick, because we got about 20 seconds. Is I can hear the professed church say, thou shalt not judge. Again, false doctrine, friends. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, because then love wounds itself by killing justice. And most people don't understand that because they don't have the love that's been shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Ghost who doesn't tolerate sin. Be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. When Plato, the philosopher Plato, saw a young man doing mischief in the streets, he went and corrected the father of the child that was disobedient as he smacked him upside the head.
Why are you hitting me?
I don't suppose people really like that. Listen, friends. In 2001, after doing a high school assembly program in Minnesota, a woman phoned me to tell me that she did not like the fact that I was a Christian doing high school assembly programs, only to find out that, by the way, 70% of those that do high school programs are Christian outlets.
Who else would love their neighbors themselves?
Thank you.
The next generation.
Only to find out that her daughter was an atheist and that she had been offended at the assembly. But, friends, this wasn't the problem. The problem was that this woman was a pastor of a church while also working for the ACLU. You heard me right. And she did a gossip column in a local newspaper. Now, talking about confusing tracks for her daughter to follow in, I said to the woman, train the child up in the way that he or she should go, and when he or she is old, he or she will not depart from it, Proverbs 22:6. The reason why your daughter is an atheist is because you have clearly set the path in which she is to walk. What could she say? Friends, a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit. Neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree is known by its own fruit. Wisdom is justified by her children. America, if you turn around and look at the younger generation and find all the faults there is and fault there is going to be, but where's the love to go back and turn, take responsibility and love on them enough to correct them so that they can be perfected and grow up and teach them the ways of what a citizen should walk in. So sad to say, the corrupt fruit was found in her child's life, and so it is. Carrie, what was that point that you were just bringing up to me right during the break?
Well, I was just going to say on the opposite side of this note is that, you know, you see a lot of, and I can speak from testimony, you see a lot of Christian, confessing Christian parents. You know, they're not bad. They don't sow bad seeds into their kids, or their kids aren't doing drugs, but the only thing that they care about is that their kids go to college, get a good job, get married, have some kids, and so they sow the seeds of apathy in their kids' life, but they're not out doing drugs, so as long as they're not doing drugs, then they're okay.
Well, it's my understanding in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, it says that the scepter of the kingdom is righteousness and hating iniquity. So if we're not teaching our kids to walk in the fear of the Lord, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, the froward mouth do I hate, that's in Proverbs 8. And in Proverbs 6, what does it say? It talks about the same thing. The Bible teaches us what to hate and what to love. It teaches us, through distinction by the Holy Ghost, what the heart of God is in every given situation. He gives us distinction and discernment in every given situation. And I think it's important for people to teach their kids as to what they should hate as well. And what is evil and what is good? That's what Scripture teaches us. To bring up a child in the way he should go, friends, travel that way yourself.
You know,
that's exactly right.
Another
that's a great
thing
point.
Is, too, is parents aren't the standard. Christ is the standard. Because parents, when you become the standard...
Well, follow me as I follow Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. That's the discourse. Mm-hmm. That's the definition of my discourse today, Jake, yep. Is the fact that we're to lead the way because it's, well, like my little boy said to me one day, he said, Dad, how are we supposed to believe in God if we don't see God? Well, I said to him, do you breathe air? And he said, yeah. I said, do you see the air that you breathe? No. I said, do you have food today? He said, yeah. I said, where did that come from? That came from the hand of God. And that's exactly what they need to understand. A building has a builder. A painting has a painter. And my little boy has a creator, and he needs to understand that. But I must lead the way. I must follow Christ. I'm supposed to keep my eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of my faith, and he's going to follow me in all of the ways where I keep my eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of my faith. I get my eyes off the things of Christ, so will my children. Mm-hmm. And it's my responsibility until they become 13 years old. The Jewish people have something called the bar mitzvah. Then people don't become adults. The Jewish people don't become adults when they're 25 years old like the average American does, friends, because they have to through the justice or correctional system. No, these kids grow up quick because at the age of 13 years old, they become accountable in the sight of God. And America needs to keep that in mind. Not 25, friends, but 13. Oh, that's too young. Really? Who's the one that needs to grow up here? You or the kid?
That's exactly right. Your parents... as the standard, Christ being the standard is who the example is. And that's why you always set that out in the distance. It's beyond even what you or I can do. When I set to train my kids, it's training them up in the gospel and in the way of God, because there's going to come a day where parents aren't going to be there for their kids anymore.
Yeah.
What was the lasting legacy that you left for them? To serve Christ, to honor Christ and his laws, his rules. When I was a kid, like Carrie said, a lot of people were okay with the fact, as long as you didn't lie, cheat, or steal, or murder, or things like that. You weren't cussing in public.
Can I interject
something? Those are biblical standards.
Yeah, exactly. I had to go to, friends, for those that don't know who I am, I got a comic book, and Jake's going to talk about that in a minute here. But it's my testimonial. I was literally, my mom died last year, just to get real personal with you. I was literally standing over my mother's casket, asking my mom's nephew who my mom was. Because I didn't even know who she was. She said to me, we didn't meet. She said to me and my brother that were raised without a dad and were raised mostly without a mom, we were welfare kids. We understand what it's like to grow up in hard times. We really do. But I still consider myself very blessed and very fortunate. She said to me and my brother, you know, your mother lived a very dysfunctional life. You probably don't know anything about it. And I kind of chuckled a little bit. Friends, this was right over my mom's open casket. I looked at her, and it just jacked me up. I looked at her, and I said, you have got to be kidding me. I said, both me and my brother lived our mother's dysfunction in every sense of the word. Are you kidding me? Who else were we supposed to follow? Who else was training this up besides the school system that I couldn't stand, and I knew they were lying to the kids? Who was I supposed to allow to raise me up? So she corrected herself very quick because common sense, she got her wits about her back real quick when I just kind of chuckled at her and put her in her spot because it did make me angry. Folks, if you live a dysfunctional life, your kids are going to live a dysfunctional life. Parents often talk about the younger generation as if they didn't have anything to do with it. When in fact, Parents have everything in the world to do with it. And if you want to see how you've raised your kids, go ahead and look back at the last four and five generations, friends, because there you have it. There's the crop.
Yep. And then when they come up, I mean, I think a lot of people don't even, older generation, don't listen to this. I mean, you look at the casinos. Those people are raking it in right now. There's literally bus tours designed to tour, to bring old folks to casinos, to spend up the inheritance of the next generation or what they should be sowing into the next generation. You look at now with Obamacare. Because they've given it over to the next generation, they've said, you know what, government can take care of it in the schools.
Yep.
Why? Well, because I've got other things to do. I talk to countless parents that say I could never homeschool. Listen, I work 60, 80 hours a week. I homeschool my kids.
No sympathy here, friends.
No, not at all. Of course you can. You don't want to, so you apathetically give up that responsibility to the schools. So they'll raise them up. Then you give up the responsibility of families being tight-knit so that the older look out for the younger look out for the older.
Yep.
So then the older go to nursing homes and they survive off Medicaid, right?
Yep.
And there's very little.
And they're complaining about their Social Security being ripped off by the government that they themselves allotted.
Mm-hmm. Because if you look at abortion, which they've allowed, you have millions of taxpayers that could be paying into this. This is if it wasn't a government scheme and illegal and unconstitutional anyway. Those people that they allowed to die were the ones that were supposed to sew into what they're living off of now.
Yeah, can we talk about death panels really quick, Jack?
Death
Isn't
panels,
that Obamacare?
Exactly. That's the
yeah, you want to try to get out of here before... You know,
any of it.
Yeah, it explodes before you're going to have to pay the piper.
You're in a hurry to go pay the judge of the universe.
Exactly right. You're hastening to meet your judge.
Yep.
That's the guy you want to get it right with. That's the God that you want to get it right with before you go there, friends. Not, I'm going to die and I'm going to get out of this. No, you're going to it. Heather, will you really quick? She's the producer of the show. You used to work for a daycare center. Can you tell the story of the little girl that was caught in the corner?
Yes, the kids used to go in the corner and they would... begin to act out just like Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera, and they would start taking their clothes off because that's what the
little
girls do on stage. Yes, and so we had to do there was a monitor, there was a nationwide alert on the daycares, you know, letting them know, everyone keep an eye on it. No more Britney Spears being played, no more Christina Aguilera being played, because the little girls were acting it out exactly like what they were seeing.
So that was the time.
Interesting.
When Disney was pushing that. I think it was in like 1999, 1988. That was Britney. That was Christina. That was these boy bands, Justin Timberlake and these different things. It was all sexually promiscuous lyrics. That's what they were talking about. Oops, I did it again. And talking about Christina Aguilera, a lot of her lyrics too. And then they come out and they say, well, we're not supposed to parent this nation. And then you go, we're not supposed to parent this generation. We're not a parent. We're an entertainer. Then you go to the concerts and you see these little 12-year-old girls coming to the concerts. They can't drive the car. It's their moms bringing them to the concerts.
Yep.
They're literally bringing them to the concerts to learn this. Next thing you know, listen, Christian restraint is the only thing that's kept this nation good. And that Christian restraint, without that in a society, without organizations like the Sons of Liberty and what we're doing in schools, our society continues to go down. Folks, we need your support to do that. People like you, it's good to know these things, to know these principles, but we need a big voice in this nation. We need to keep it going. We're willing to be that voice if you're willing to partner with us. You can give a tax-deductible donation at sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the left corner, there's a banner that says support. Our fight for justice. Support a cause for justice. Folks, the next generation is worth it. Let's not go to the Lord and say, oh, we should have done that. I wish we would have did that. Because just like in Japan right now, they're waiting for old people to die quickly because the government can't sustain it. Who sowed that mentality into the generation?
I think the American people think there's like an options there. They're like two different hells or something.
Nope.
Hell one and hell two.
One heaven, one
you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.